The Delaware Public Service Commission and the Division of the Public Advocate sent letters to project manager PJM Wednesday, urging it to help change the cost structure of the $280 million transmission line. In the letters, the agencies ask PJM to either support or not oppose Delaware's request for a rehearing with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. The transmission line flows from Artificial Island, New Jersey, into Delaware, making the first state the main beneficiary of the project under federal standards. Delaware is hoping to argue in a rehearing that the federal standard should not apply in this case because the purpose of the line is to boost regional stability, not meet energy demands in the first state. Right now, Delaware is expected to pay 70% of the costs while receiving about 10% of the benefits. PJM plans to move ahead with the project next month, either way. James Morrison, Delaware Public Media.